Who do you want to be the next head coach of the Cleveland Browns? Pretty simple, easy question, I think. I think as we walk 24 hours into this situation, I want Jim Schwartz. If it was today, I'd be good with Jim Schwartz. Look, he went to Detroit, and you think back to him being a head coach. He rebuilt things that were going on there. They wanted a little bit more, and it didn't happen. But Jim, like we've said with Kevin, or I've said with Kevin, I think that Kevin maybe got his master's here and is able to move on, and we'll see what happens. If he's good, he's good. If he's not, okay, then you know, they were right. They should have let him go because things didn't work. I mean, there were plenty of play calls that drove me crazy. I'm not going to lie. There were things that drove me nuts, but every coach that I've ever watched on any team in every sport has done something that's probably driven someone crazy or drives me crazy. I drive myself crazy when I coach sometimes because I sit back and go, you're an idiot. Why did you do that? And I get it. Oh, the kids are saying that about me? What are you hearing?
You're not reading social media?
No, I'm not. Good. Am I getting killed on social media?
No.
I'm not. My team is sometimes.
There's one question here that I wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Berry was in Philadelphia for 1 year. He was with the Browns. He went to Philadelphia.
Yep.
In 2019. And the defensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles at that time was Jim Schwartz.
Mm-hmm.
So Joe Woods was the original DC for Kevin Stefanski.
Right.
Joe got let go. In 2023, the Browns hired Jim Schwartz.
Right.
Was Jim a Kevin Stefanski hire or was he an Andrew Berry hire?
You'd have to think part of that would be an Andrew Berry hire.
Or was he both? And if he was more of a...
Thought partners, Jeff, just like you and I when we answered that question.
Yeah, yeah. If Berry said, hey, here's your guy, and Kevin said, you know what, that's a great idea. Maybe Jim Schwartz has a leg up in this thing. You know, how much does Andrew Berry like Jim Schwartz? Did he like him enough to bring him to Cleveland as defensive coordinator? Or was that Andrew Berry who went up against him when he was in Minnesota and Schwartz was in Detroit? Or was it Andrew Berry saying, here's your guy? And Paul DePodesta saying, sure, the numbers say yes. That it'll be interesting to find that out if we ever do, you know, if Berry was instrumental in Schwartz coming to Cleveland, I think he has a real fine chance to be the new head coach.
Well, here's another thing. If you think Schwartz is going to become the next head coach and you think that Berry was instrumental in bringing Schwartz here, then do you not give Berry credit for that? And you can kind of see why Berry has a job and Kevin doesn't.
No.
Or are we past that?
Yeah, we're past that.
Okay.
You know, there are two reasons I give Jim Schwartz credit. He's a good coach, and Andrew Berry sunk most of his assets into the defensive side of the ball.
I think the players like him, too.
Well, good.
But I mean, I think
players
that matters.
Like Kevin Stefanski, too. Ask Denzel Ward, ask Joe Bitonio.
Ask Denzel if he likes Schwartz. I don't
Absolutely.
Know.
Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't really matter.
Ask Miles if he likes.
Can I?
It does with Miles.
Can I cut through some stuff?
Sure.
I don't think it matters.
I think it does.
You know,
here's why I think so.
I love Miles Garrett.
Yeah.
They won 5 games with Miles setting a new sack record.
I get it.
So my idea of trying to make Miles happy, great, we paid you. Let's see who we get as the head coach. If you don't like it here, you can ask for a trade again. I don't want Miles going anywhere. I want him to retire a Brown.
Right, so how much influence does a player have?
He's played, what, 9 years?
I mean, outside of maybe, are we saying outside of LeBron James, players don't have influence?
No, I'm not saying they don't, but it's a very, very different comparison. Because one football player, unless he's perhaps the quarterback, won't win you a title. In the NBA, one player will win you a title. You put pieces around him and away you go. Ask Milwaukee. They had Giannis. They won a title.
Right.
Ask the Cavs. They had LeBron. They won a title.
Oh, they also had Kyrie. I mean, there were other things.
Yeah, I know, but you're not going to win if LeBron's not here.
Well, that's true. That's true. But you might not have won if Kyrie wasn't here either.
Maybe.
And we saw LeBron without Kyrie.
I'll take my chances with LeBron.
In that year, those 2 years? I don't.
Yeah, but you get my point.
I get it.
One
but I also think that
football
LeBron
player pales in comparison to one basketball player.
I understand that, but I also think that there are players that have influence. And if Miles said, "Hey, I'm coming back. We'll do this. You know, I don't really want to be here. I don't think you're doing the right things, but financially. I think you've made it, my eyes open up, and you made me an offer I can't refuse, and I want to be back. And now look what I was able to do this year, you know, with the right guys around him. And, you know, even Jimmy has him saying, hey, look who Andrew brought in on defense. You know, this makes a difference. And so that's why he's here for another year. I understand and get all of those things. But I also think that Miles has enough power that if he could say, hey, look, it's time to change in the head coaches, because there weren't enough ups as there were downs, that maybe we should be switching. The same way LeBron James would say, hey, we got a head coach.
I don't know if Miles
Hang on.
Outside power.
I think Miles has more power than anybody else on the team.
Well, that's not saying much.
Why wouldn't that be saying much? If he's got enough power to say to Jimmy Haslam, hey, look, you know, I'm the reason I've got a billboard that I see Jimmy, that I see when I drive into work every day that says Miles Above, brought to you by the Browns. I mean, he does carry that kind of weight.
Okay. Well, you're marketing your star player, so that's smart. I hope Miles finishes his career here, and I hope he plays another six. That said, I don't think it's the same as, you know, the NBA where one guy wields power. And if I'm Andrew Berry and if I'm Jimmy Haslam, I'll take into account what the players feel about a guy like Jim Schwartz, but that's not going to be my deciding factor. Players change, Andy. Take a look at how the rosters change.
I agree. You're lucky if you're on a roster for 3 years. Yeah. You are. Kevin, Cuyahoga Falls. Hey, Kev.
Gentlemen, how are we doing
today? Good. Mary Kay Cabot coming up at 11 for everybody.
Okay, I'll make it as quick as I can.
No, you have plenty of time. Just remind
me. First dumb coaching calls and then my Browns take. Dumb coaching call. You're on the 3-yard line. It's the Super Bowl. 30 seconds left. You got a guy called Beast Mode, the greatest running back in his prime, and you throw the ball. Really? Wow. I mean, talk about idiot coach moves. I mean, there's 1,000 of them out there you can point to, and that's probably the worst of them all, you know? In regards to the Browns, I really think this is a huge power move. I was saying, I think Paul D getting let go earlier in the season was a huge indicator of it, and Stefanski going.
Do you think he got let go, or you think he walked? I think he walked.
We'll never know, Andy. I think it was probably a power struggle, and you're right. Probably, you know, heads got bashed, and one guy said, "I think this is my guy," and everyone said, "I think that's my guy," and Haslam decided. AB's voice was stronger and better than the other guys. And so clearly, you know, Haslam's going with AB and saying, you're my guy and I'm going to listen to you and I'm not going to listen to the other guys. And now you're gone out of the building because AB's now my guy. So I think there was some kind of power struggle. Maybe it was the massage Watson deal. I don't know. I mean, we don't know for sure because they don't tell us any of this stuff. But yeah, I think there was a conflict in the building and I think we see who the winner is. Clearly AB's the winner. So, I think the indicator that will be who they hire as the coach. And Jeff, you kind of stole my thunder. I think if they make Schwartz the coach, I think that's going to be a huge indicator that this is AB's team. He's got the reins. He's running it moving forward. Because I do think, you know, obviously they don't tell us a lot. We just have to guess based on the moves they do and what little they say. That, yeah, I think Schwartz was AB's guy from probably the get-go. And if I think they move him up, I think it's a huge indicator that you know, that's this is AB's team moving forward. That's just it. And he's going to make all the calls moving forward. So if you ask my guy, I think there's a guy from Arizona named Jonathan that maybe is a Cleveland guy. That'd be great. I'd love to see him. But, you know, we'll see what they do with it. So
You'd like to see him as a head coach or as a defensive coordinator?
No, I love to see the head coach. I think he got completely shafted in Arizona. What, at one point, what, they had 23 or 24 of their starters on IR?
Yeah, they get beat up.
He got killed. His roster was just decimated. He
Marvin
had nobody
Harrison
left.
Was hurt. James Conner, Trey Benson, Kyler Murray.
List is as long as your arm of the guys that hit the IR that season. And all key players, too. We're not talking like punt returns. We're talking starters on both sides of the ball, offense and defense. So I think that was a team riddled by injury that he just took the shaft. You know, someone had to get blamed. Unfortunately, Coach Jonathan got blamed. And I think from what little he had and what little he had to work with, I thought he did a really good job. I wouldn't mind seeing him as our coach.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it. That's the first call we've had today to say, hey, maybe you should grab him.
You want to see something funny? Google his initial meeting with the players, because there was video of Jonathan following, seeing his players.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of the it was Moore, the wide receiver, and he went up and introduced himself to Moore, and then he put his hands up in the air and he went like, whew, 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 whew. Anyway, explosives, right? Explosive plays. It's like, oh my God. It's like Tom Pritchard in the Progressive commercial.
It might be my favorite guy.
How are we doing, Tom Pritchard? Good to see you.
Also, keep
in mind with jalapeno poppers for me and the boys.
Oh,
keep in mind with Jonathan Gannon, worked with Kevin Stefanski when he was with the Vikings. Yep. Also hired Browns tight end coach at the time, Drew Petzing, to come in as his OC. So
Philadelphia background also.
So if he interviews for this gig, you're pretty sure he's going to be calling Kevin Stefanski going, hey, how was your time?
What'd you think?
How'd they make the hot dogs? That's the problem I have for Schwartz. Like, and you said this 2 days ago, Jeff, or maybe last week, that, you know, maybe Schwartz doesn't want the gig. Is that a possibility?
Yeah. What Jim's is a head coach now? Yeah,
Jim's at a point in his career where does he want another chance at it? I've read yes. But, you know, he's at a point in his career, he's making big money. He's a defensive coordinator. He's got a good defense. Could go somewhere else and be a defensive coordinator. Or could just kick back and say, you know what? I got a degree in economics from Georgetown. And my bank account says I'm good. Thanks.
Kevin Stefanski taught us a lot.
Does he have to be smooth when he's saying, I'm good.
A lot of stuff this year. And one of them is, one of the biggest things of being a head coach is that you are the PR guy. And you need to go out there and you need to take the heat and you need to sell the stuff. Good. I don't know if Jim Schwartz wants to go out there, take the heat and sell this stuff, or if he just prefers doing story time with Jim Schwartz.
I like story time with Jim Schwartz. Would you would you be okay then? Would you stop knocking these press conferences if Schwartz gets the gig?
Oh, I don't think he's going to take it.
I'm just saying, if he got the gig, would you be okay with running his press conferences?
I would not
hire You hate him. Press conferences, so that's
yes,
how much
I, would, I hate them. I would not hire Jim Schwartz as the head coach. There's no way.
Could you go from three thought partners who were all Ivy Leaguers to an Ivy Leaguer and a Georgetown guy?
Sure. Why not?
I don't know, Andy. I don't know.
The Mensa
meeting is going to be down one.
Is Coach Kevigan going to have one final press conference?
I mean, if we need to, we could get him in a room.
You know when he's going to be here? When he gets hired in Atlanta. Then we're going to hear from Kevigan.
I don't know. I think Coach Kevigan needs. I think there's some questions for him.
Or with the Giants,
he may have to answer questions in the next hour. Mary Kay Cabot definitely will answer questions. She is coming up next right here. Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland.com. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.